It's time for an hour like none other, the Hour of Destiny Fulfillment, featuring God's prophet, Bishop Abiola Idowu of Crepa Worldwide. Prepare to be blessed, informed, and empowered to go to a higher level in your life with the revelation of the truth and the power of God's Word. The most powerful technology available is the Word of God. At Crepa, many have experienced wonders and incredible testimonies continue in the lives of the people. Join us now and start living the life that God has purposed for you. Welcome to the Hour of Destiny Fulfillment broadcast. I'm your host, Yolanda Hooper, and we have an extraordinary program planned for you today. We are the Destiny Fulfillment team of Crepa Worldwide, located at 7171 Arlington Expressway here in Jacksonville, Florida. And we're delighted to have you with us for this Hour of Destiny Fulfillment, the program designed to bring the very best out of you and put you in charge of your circumstance, your situation, and your life. We have a mandate from heaven by God to rule and have dominion over all things here on earth as graced by the Holy Spirit through the Word of God in the name of Jesus. It's time now to listen and receive the true revelation of God's Word that will absolutely eliminate your struggle, your frustration and oppression, cancel sickness and disease, and bring you into a life of joy, peace, prosperity, and righteousness through Christ. God's servant, Dr. Abiola Idowu, the presiding bishop of Crepa Worldwide, brings you the word of life in the name of Jesus. It's time for the word of the living God with Bishop Dr. Abiola Idowu.
Praise the Lord. What a joy to be with you again on the Hour of Destiny Fulfillment, the program designed to bring the best out of your life and make you a champion when other people are falling. Now, it doesn't matter what is going on around you. You are sent here by God, and the one that sent you here is backing you up. Now, listen to this. There is no one that is exposed to the Word of God that does not have a deafening encounter of change, success, breakthrough, and joy in his or her life. And I know that you listening to this program tonight is to give you an appointment with destiny that will give you a height above your equal and make you an envy of everyone around you. Every exposure to the Word of God bring God into the situation. So before we go into the Word tonight, let's just have a word of prayer and we begin to flow into it. Father, thank you so much in the name of Jesus. We give you all the glory and all the praise for the privilege that we have to come boldly before the throne of grace and obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Thank you for the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your spirit. Thank you for the access we have through the blood of the Lamb. Receive of all our praise in the name of the Lord Jesus. Daddy, speak to us again tonight. In the language we will understand, take charge of my vocal cord. Take charge of my thinking faculty. Let me speak your word with power and boldness. Lord Jesus, don't let anyone that the sound of my voice remain the same again. Lord Jesus, stir something up. Let there be an encounter of a lifetime. Thank you for doing this for us. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I want to celebrate you one more time for joining us here tonight. Wherever you are watching from, on any platform you are watching from, this is the Hour of Destiny Fulfillment. Now it's time for you to go to another level of glory, another level of impact and influence. Now I'll be sharing with you tonight, living a successful life. And this is a series that we've been doing for the past few months until we go to another section next podcast. But I want you to know that God wants you to be successful. Is part of his plan for your life. God don't want you to fail. In fact, failure doesn't have a backup from God. I told people, I said, it is easy to succeed than to fail. It's very, very difficult to fail, except you make a choice to be a failure. Why? Failure don't have a backup from God. God didn't say, I'm going to help you to fail. He only tell you, I'm going to help you to succeed. That means it is easy to succeed because God backs success up. Right. But if you make a choice not to succeed, God can do anything. In fact, I discovered from God's word that success is a choice. Yes. Choose you this day choose you. You can make a choice. He said, I said before you, heaven, blessing and curses, life and death. He said, but choose life. So that means when you choose life, you choose success. That is Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 19. Now, I want you to listen to this very carefully. Whatever comes into your life, whatever God bless you with, without self-control, you will lose it. Whatever God has destined you to become, without self-control, you will lose it. So one of the major ingredients of successful living is self-discipline. Without discipline, you can't amount to anything. A lot of people want to get to the zenith of their dream, their aspiration. They want to fulfill their destiny, but they are not dealing with these issues. In fact, most especially in church, everybody is pushing everything to God, and God is just saying, I will give you the grace, I will give you my mercy, I will give you my word, but I can't give you discipline.
That's right.
Because this discipline is not a gift. Discipline is a choice. Discipline is not a natural endowment. It's an attitude. Now somebody can have an height and have a muscle, and we say, okay, naturally this person will be good for basketball. Now in the area of success in life, God don't endow people with discipline. You are the one that is going to take that one as an attitude. It's not something that somebody is gifted to be disciplined. No, somebody trained he or herself to be disciplined. So no matter what you got by grace, it is discipline that bring the fruition.
Amen.
And I'm so sorry to say this, but that's the truth. We have so many people that have the grace of God, but they lack discipline. They are disciplined. Everything goes. Can you just imagine the power of God, the anointing of God upon Samson? He became a celebrated failure because of lack of discipline. Lack of discipline will make glory to become shame. Lack of discipline. He lived a life without boundaries, life without caution. And before he knew it, he lost everything. In fact, he lost his two eyes and he lost his life. Now, we have talked so much about the wisdom of Solomon. The man was so wise that the wise envied him. But I saw lack of discipline destroy the kingdom. God gave him wisdom, but he didn't give himself discipline. That's just it. Now, see what happened here. Let me just show you something here. In 1 Kings chapter 11 and verse 1 to 2. 1 Kings 11 verse 1 to 2. But Solomon loved many strange women, together with the daughter of Pharaoh, women of Moabite, Ammonite, Edomite, Sidonians, and Hittites, of the nation concerning which the Lord said unto the children of Israel, ye shall not go into them, neither shall they come in unto you. For surely they will turn away your heart after their gods. Solomon clave unto these in love. And verse 4 said, he said, for it came to pass when Solomon was old, that his wife turned away his heart after other gods, and his heart was not perfect with the Lord his God, as was the heart of David his father. Now, that was the beginning of the disintegration of the kingdom. His heart was out. Now, the man had wisdom, but no discipline. How can somebody, one man had, 300 wives. What are you going to do with that? 300.
Yes.
Foolish. There are some of his wives he didn't see for a year. Now, those are 300 wives. He has 700 concubines. That is life without boundary at all. There are people that the reason their life is not showing color and glory is because there are no boundaries. Now, if I have this money, I just want to spend it this way. If God is giving me this, there are people that one thing changed their life forever, pride. God just lifted them. Everybody is like they are nobody. And in the midst of that, they lost the people that will help them to be stabilized. Lack of discipline. It is not the devil, it's you. Now, it takes discipline when your I will become I must.
I mean,
you can testify to that. How many times people you just say, I will do it. I'll be there for. I will go, I'm coming. That, when your I will has not turned to I must, commitment is not released. And when commitment is not released concerning anything, it's called lack of discipline. Now, I have seen one of the things that is so, prevalent in our days. People lack discipline to an extent that when you tell them that this is lack of discipline, guess what they say? You judging me.
Yes.
People don't know the difference between correction and judgment. It's so crazy. And the Bible says it is the son that the father loved that he chastised or correct. But we don't want correction. We call correction judgment. Now, what is judgment? Judgment is when I tell you something that make you lose your self-esteem. When I correct, if you are not corrected, there is no way you won't fall into a ditch.
Yes.
The world we live in don't want correction at all. They say he's judging me.
Yes.
If I am talking to you, I'm correcting you, and I'm not taking away your self-esteem, I'm not bringing you into guilt, I am not judging you. I'm just telling you of how to do it better. And a lot of people are not looking into that. You see, you are ready to pay any price for your desired result. That is what is called discipline. I have seen people praying, all manner of prayer, going for fasting and prayer, and they are not looking into the demand. What is it that I need to do to get what I want in my life? That is where discipline comes in. It is interesting that we have failed to recognize that God will never ever ask you to do something that he has not wired you for or prepared you for or equip you for. So that means if God is asking me to do this, all I need to do is, what is it that I need to put myself through to get to where I am going? I don't know whether I said it here many times. We don't know that each time God says something to us, he's not expecting us to push everything to him. For every promise, there is a responsibility that is expected of you.
Yes.
A lot of people want to move in the anointing and the power of God. They don't want to spend time in prayer. They don't want to spend time in fasting. They just say, the Holy Ghost is in there. And the Holy Ghost says, you are there too. Because Jesus Christ do not get his own anointing by just eating 21 meal a week. You don't get what I just said?
Yes.
The apostles spent time in studying the word and in fasting and in praying. That is when the fire came upon them. But in our generation, we just say it's by grace. Nobody want to fast. Nobody want to pray. Nobody want to stand in the presence of God. We just want to do whatever we want to do, and yet we want the anointing to flow. That is why nothing is changing. And the devil is so excited about that. He brings sickness and disease to church because he knows people are so careless. They are sleeping every day and nobody is watching that this is not right. I begin to tell people, I said, what do you think will have happened? If Jesus is the pastor of the church, when pandemic comes, he will shut it down? Will he shut it down? That okay, now it's true. I'm Jesus. I mean, I'm the son of the living God. But now that the pandemic comes, let me quickly go to heaven quickly because I don't think I can handle this.
Right.
Now, and we are sent as he was sent. So it takes some discipline to get the same thing, the same result that Jesus would have gotten. He said in Philippians chapter 2 verse 13, he said, it is God which worketh in you, both to will and to do his pleasure. So if his pleasure is not realized, we need to check some few things.
Amen.
And it's called discipline. Instead of putting blame on God, putting blame on people, let's check what he asks us to do that we have not done. He gave you the will. He wants to work things through you. But he wants you and I to be mature to a place whereby we can handle situations. We are not sent here as a robot. No. Everything is programmed to be under our feet.
Yes.
He gave us,
yes.
Dominion.
Yes.
And he says, subdue the earth. Now we have to call God a liar to make that word not working in our lives. He said, I was singing a song, and I'm going to talk to Pastor Lou about that. He said, God, there's one thing God cannot do. I've tried him and I've found out there's only one thing he cannot do. He cannot lie. And the second one looks like it. He cannot fail. He cannot.
Amen.
So if he said it, he will stand by it. So every child of God need to mature. You need to mature. He gave you everything that you need. You need to mature. And maturity is a function of discipline. Let me show you something he said in Ecclesiastes chapter 10, verse 16 to 17. Maybe somebody is listening to me right now, and he just said, I don't know why things are not working for me. Now, things are supposed to work for you. Just add a little bit of discipline with it, because no pastor can give you discipline. God cannot give you discipline. Your father cannot give you discipline. Your mother cannot give you discipline. You have to take responsibility of discipline. I know things are not working because of the way I'm raised. I understand that. Get out of that and be disciplined. You'll be packed together.
Yeah.
You become an envy.
Yes.
Now, listen, there is nothing that is added to a baby boy except maturity to become a man. There is nothing that is added to a baby girl except maturity and time. That's all. You see, every future that a woman needed was born with that baby. Every future a man needed was born with that boy. But it will take time. Many times we don't know that success is born with us, but we need to grow. The more we grow, the more we experience it. See what it said. Ecclesiastes chapter 10 and verse 16 to 17. He said, woe to thee, O land, when thy king is a child and thy princes eat in the morning. Everything just go. It's lack of discipline. Everything just goes. I mean, I don't just like my mouth to be empty. That's, you need to check some stuff.
Yes.
In fact, a lot of people that are complaining of health issue is because of what comes into their mouth. Everything, no boundary at all. They told you if you eat this one, you will die. Say, well, something will kill somebody. But when the pain comes, they begin to say, God, where's your face?
Yes.
Now, he said, blessed art thou, O land, when thy king is son of nobles, and thy princes eat in due season. For strength and not for drunkenness. For strength and not for drunkenness. Now, I told somebody the other time, I said, if everybody can sit down, think and analyze stuff, you will discover that there are some things you withdraw without praying. You just need to, okay, take for example, somebody is addicted to alcohol, is just drinking alcohol heavily. Just go to the hospital and check what alcohol has done in the life of people. When you see them in pain, if you want to be there, then go ahead.
Yes.
If you see the way, I'm not talking about just being spiritual now, I'm not talking about you praying. You just, do I want to end my life this way? You stop it without anybody putting pressure on you.
Yes.
You ask God, God, I don't want to be like that. Help me. That's it. You are, oh yes, I know you love cigarettes so much that you can take about 25 stick in 1 minute. That's fine. But go to the hospital, go and ask them. I just want to see some patient that are suffering from this and that. Now they will show you, do you want to end your journey like that? If you don't want to end your journey, you stop it. Now it's called you yourself being in charge of your life.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Yes.
Indiscipline will lead to death.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
There is nothing you can control. I'm telling you the truth. You have dominion. You are a child of God. The grace of God is upon your life. The mighty Holy Spirit lives inside of you. So you are the one that will take this step. I don't want this no more. And when you make a decision, the grace of God comes over it. And there are areas you need to begin to discipline yourself. Now, I said to somebody, and I'm still going to say a little bit about it today. Discipline starts with training yourself. Training. One thing I've discovered is education and training are not the same.
Yes.
Education is just knowledge. Training is practice.
Yes.
That's why they said they are training at the gym.
Yes.
They are not just training knowing in those days we just say, okay, we are training. I mean, we are learning how many muscles are from here to this place. You can know all the muscles. Are you using it?
Right.
It is when you are carrying the weight that you are using the muscle. And a lot of people know a lot of muscles. They will even tell you, when you stretch that muscle too much, it affects your shoulder. Then when you move it this way, it affects your leg. Now, how many muscles have you moved? When you now move it, Yet get out of education to training. Mm-hmm. And we saw in the scripture how Abraham was able to get success in every area of his life. In Genesis chapter 14, verse 14, the Bible says he trained all the people, all the servant that was born in his house. 318 people. Mm-hmm. He trained them. He trained them. Now, these people are so disciplined. You know, these guys are not soldiers. They are not warriors. They are just servants. Some of them are farmers. Some of them are they are in the kitchen. But if you get one guy from the kitchen with a fork or knife in his hand, he can kill as many enemy as possible. Everything that was in their hand is a tool. Now, whatever God has given you as an assignment, as a ministry, is a tool to work with. Don't despise it. Don't look down on it. The fact that other people are producing results bigger than yours does not mean you won't get there. It's not that you will get there. You even be more than that. People may be despising you today. If you are not going to put your eyes off your goal and you are disciplined with it, I am telling you, before long, people are coming to learn from you. Because you are not the one that packaged yourself. God packaged you. And he put enough inside of your life to make you an envy of everybody around you. So if you are not disciplined, what is inside cannot come out. Number two, you are disciplined. I mean, discipline starts with planning. Planning. A lot of people are just praying and they are not planning. And you cannot substitute prayer with planning.
That's right.
Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus. No. It doesn't work that way. He said in the book of Proverbs chapter 16. And verse number 9, Proverbs chapter 16, verse 9, he said, he said, a man's heart deviseth his way, but the Lord directed his step. So God will not devise the way, you will do that. But he will direct your step. Now, when it comes to planning, like I said the other time, you see, it is getting relevant facts that you need to get to where you are going. You begin to research. What are the facts? Like you want to start a business. I've met people that want to start a business and they are praying they want to start a business. They have never read any book about business. They have never been mentored by anybody that is in business. They have never, read biographies. They just jump into business, and when the business is having a problem, they say it's the devil, and the devil say, I don't even know your address. I don't even know where you live. Why are you lying about me? Now, and because the guy is a liar, everybody thought what he's saying is, it's just deception. No, the guy is saying the truth. He doesn't have access to you. You are in Christ. Christ is in you, and the devil cannot get inside Christ. So you need planning. You need planning. Sitting down to just find out. Jesus Christ said, you can't build a tower without sitting down first. Sit down. Now, yes. It may look as if you don't have anything. At least you have the Spirit of God inside of you. Yes. You have your own brain. Yes. Sit down. Sit down. Plan from that place where you are. It can be little, but plan.
Yes.
Plan. You see, if you can't plan with $10, it'll be very difficult for you to plan with $100. If you can't plan with 100, it can be very difficult for you to plan with 1,000. And if 1,000, you can't plan with it, if God give you 10,000, 1 million, you will still have the same problem.
Exactly.
Because a lot of people think, when I have millions, then I start planning. You lie. Mm. When you have millions, it can even kill you. Money can kill people.
Yes.
You just think about the money you have in the account, now you have heart attack.
Exactly.
Because you don't even know where to start.
Yes.
Yeah, but if you have been, if now you can plan, okay, this is it. This is what is it. With this is what we do. A lot of people, when money is in their hand, you see, because there is no planning, it goes out just as it comes.
Yes.
Because that is, they are just using, emotions with their money. Because there is no plan on ground. And many times, God will not give you a money that you don't have a plan for. Oh God, give me. God said, if I give you this money now, I will even lose you. And I love you so much, I don't want to lose you. So, planning is very important. Another one is self-control. I mean, when we're talking about discipline, we are talking about self-control. There are people that will have lived longer than the time they died because they lack self-control. Take, for example, a child of God filled with the Holy Ghost is taking about 3 bottles of soda every day, and then just say, just quench my thirst. You quenching the thirst to kill you little by little. Too much of sugar. Yes. I told people, I said, people have been talking about addiction to alcohol, addiction to cigarette, addiction to marijuana. One of the most dangerous addiction is sugar.
Mm.
Addiction to sugar.
Yes.
This thing kills with ease.
Yes, please.
You'll be enjoying it and it's killing you.
That's right.
Mm. It kills with ease. And it takes some discipline to tell yourself, no, I'm not taking sugar today.
Mm.
I am stopping this today. I'm not saying don't take soda if you are already taking soda and you love it. But you can reduce what you are taking.
Yes.
It's not compulsory. This thing have to get inside your mouth every day.
Yes.
You are not born with it. That's what I was telling somebody that was addicted to cigarettes. I said, you are not born with this thing. You learn it.
Mm-hmm.
If you learn it, you can unlearn it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I can unlearn it.
Yes.
And he was looking at me as he said, well, I said, if you are ready to live long and you want to enjoy your life, there are steps you have to take decisively.
Mm-hmm.
Lack of self-control will just end a glorious destiny.
Mm-hmm.
There are people that what is coming into their mouth is what is killing them. Everything, junks.
Yes.
Junks. Mm-hmm. I mean, I just want to just eat anything. Mm-hmm. Don't just eat anything, mm-hmm. please.
Yes.
Now, Sister Tina was asking a question last week,
mm-hmm.
about David.
Yes.
Now, lack of self-control destroyed the life of David.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at the story behind what happened to David, it was when the king supposed to go to battle, he didn't go. He was in the house,
mm-hmm.
and the devil organized something for him to do.
Mm.
So that means when you are not doing what you are supposed to do, the devil organized something you will be doing.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
He went to the top of the roof. You are not a carpenter. What are you doing on the roof?
Right.
Are you a roofer? You are the king. You are not a roofer. You see, that means when you are not doing what you are supposed to do, you'll be doing something that you are not called to do.
Yes.
He was at the roof and he saw this lady and said, from adultery to murder.
Mm.
And he kept on going. He started lying. All these are the things that were not in the life of this man, but lack of self-control.
Mm-hmm.
The enemy will present things to you. Learn to say no.
Yes.
And lastly, tonight, you need time management. If you want to be accountable to yourself, if you want to be disciplined, you need time management. Now listen, invest time, don't spend it. Invest your time, don't spend it. Time is the most powerful commodity on earth.
Mm.
If you are investing your time in the things of God, He pays you back.
Yes. Mm.
If you are investing your time in things that does not affect or change people's life, you are wasting it. I'm telling you the truth. You spend over 3 hours on social media. That's no good. As from one Instagram to Facebook, from
Snapchat.
Facebook to Snapchat, from Snapchat TikTok. To YouTube to TikTok. Now listen to me. What's wrong with you? Now tell me how much they pay you when you finish. Now listen, and the truth of the matter is you are just wasting life, because life is an accumulation of seconds that go to minutes, that go to an hour, it go to or a day, and they go to a week go to a month go to a year. And on like that, you are adding time to your life. But those things, are you investing it or you are spending it?
Mm-hmm.
Stop just wasting time. Look at what you do and see whether it is profitable or not. If it is not profitable, stop it. If you have issues stopping it, cry out to Jesus.
That's right.
Jesus, I need help in this area. Now, if people will look at the time they use to gossip, the time they use to say things that is not adding to their life, if they can cut that one off, they will have invested so much time in their destiny. If today you just say, okay, instead of using, I'm not saying you don't be on social media. Yeah. That's not what I'm saying. Get me right. Now, okay, if I use 3 hours every day, or some people use more than that anyway. Yeah. If I use 3 hours or 4 hours on social media, let me use 1 hour of that to read something that will add to me. Mm-hmm. It starts from there. Mm-hmm. And before you know it, you have improved your life. I'm going to pray with you tonight. God wants to change your life, because I don't just want to say receive in Jesus' name and you don't know the practical truth that bring it, and you say, Bishop, pray for me and I didn't see anything. I pray for you, but I can't give you discipline. I can give you self-control. Mm-hmm. I can't give you time management. You have to take that step. So I want you to release your faith as we pray, and God touch your life and turn things around. Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus. We give you all the glory and all the praise for these precious people. Thank you, Father, Lord, because you love them with all your strength and ability. Lord, you send Jesus to come and help us and give us the desire of your heart for humanity. My Father, my God, I stand by the authority that is in the name of Jesus. I come against everything that the enemy is using against these people to be disciplined, to plan their destiny. I come against it now in the name of Jesus. I release grace. I release favor upon them, O God. I release the spirit of understanding. I release the grace to stand in the place that you have put them. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, by the authority in the mighty name of Jesus, your dream will come to pass. The strength of God will rest upon you. The glory of God will come upon your life in the mighty name of Jesus. I come against every addiction of any kind. I break the power. I break the chain right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I release strength to you right now in Jesus' name. Thank you, because I know it is done, Daddy. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. And if you are listening to me tonight and you have never given your life to Jesus, remember, there is one price paid to bring every one of us to the family. And when we come into the family, God already vowed he's going to give us according to his own plan that he planned before the world began. And the only way is to say yes to Jesus. I want you to just say these words after me, and your name will be written in the Lamb Book of Life. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you because you love me. You died for me. On the third day, you resurrected. From today, I give my life to you. Write my name in the Book of Life. I'm now a child of God. I'm saved. Thank you, Father, for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Wow. You are now a child of God. Something eternal has happened in your life. And I can't wait to see you in the house tomorrow. Because tomorrow is another opportunity for you to move to another level. And it takes some discipline to be there. Praise the Lord.
It takes discipline. Wow. Hallelujah. Let's give God some glory. Wow. For the transformational word that has come forth.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Glory. Amen. Amen.
Yes. Glory. My God. Success is already inside of you. Mm. And it takes discipline for what's inside of you to come out.
That's it.
Hallelujah. And we just pray that many of you are in tune for this transformational, revelational word that has come to you today that can absolutely change your life and change your story. Thanks so much, Bishop Abiola Idowu, for such profound insight, powerful word, and transformational truths that have been brought by the Word of God to our viewing and listening audience on today. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We just thank God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. This is the Hour of Destiny Fulfillment with Bishop Dr. Abiola Idowu of CREPA Worldwide. We are the fulfillment team. We have with us Pastor Christian.
Hey, thank the Lord for our Father and the Lord. Thank you, sir, for that word. I mean, I am blessed, and I'm sure you are too, so I'm thankful to be in this meeting.
Amen. 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 Tina.
Thank you, Bishop, again for sharing. Well,
praise the Lord. And we know you have something that you want to share.
You know, so many things that we do that displease God, like sin and lack of discipline and no self-control. And one thing, you know, that I was thinking about is faith, and having faith pleases God.
Mm.
And What does it mean, without faith, it is impossible to please God? Mm. And how can we increase our faith so God may be pleased with us?
Mm. Amen. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. What a powerful question. And we are going to have an answer to that question after this praise break.
Father, we do worship you in this place, the supreme authority. For the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. He's El Elyon, the supreme authority.
I do worship.
Come on, Rosalind.
I do worship. I do worship.
Welcome back to the Hour of Destiny Fulfillment. And we just had a powerful question from Tina. And the question was, the Bible declares, without faith, it is impossible to please God. So how can we increase our faith so God can be pleased?
Praise the Lord. That's a very wonderful question. Thank you, Sister Tina. Now, this is the point. Everybody needs to know that faith do not come by prayer. Faith do not come because you are a good person. There is only one way faith comes, and it's so clear. Some people think if I fast for 7 days, 10 days, 21 days, then I get faith. Now, I can assure you that after 21 days of fasting, your doubt continues. Now, there is one way that the Bible describes faith comes. It's a faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the word of God. That is Romans chapter 10, verse 17. It's so clear. Now, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So, now, we have two hearings there.
Yes.
The problem is, people just hear the first time and they think they got faith. And before they know it, when the challenges of life comes, what they have heard becomes as if it's the mirage. Now, it has to be, the first one is hearing, that is information. The second hearing is understanding. You understand what you have heard. And it's so easy for you to hear something and you think you understand it, but you don't. Now, understanding is comprehension. Now, you cannot comprehend something and not use it. Now, the reason you just jump inside your car, you drive to church, whatever, is because you understand how the thing works. I have to just put in the ignition of my key or whatever, and then the message will be sent to the electrical system. The electrical system will send it to the mechanical system, and my tire begin to move. You don't need to be an engineer to do that, but you have an understanding of how it works. That's why you don't leave your car at home and jump inside your car. You don't leave your key at home and jump inside your car because you know it's not going to work. Now, when you have an understanding, you will operate faith. When you don't have an understanding, you doubt, you walk in fear. And sometimes I've discovered that people walk in understanding sometimes, and because they stop feeding their faith, they go back to fear. So you see somebody with faith today, wow, you yourself know my faith is here. And the second day, you discover that what's going on with me? Now what happened is, your faith needs to be added to by hearing more. When you hear more, then your faith comes up. When you stop hearing, your faith starts dying. So how do I please God? Start hearing. And take, for example, you have had word tonight. Something inside of you is making you feel as if I can do it now. Now, when you stop hearing that, then you start going down. That's the way. That's the way it goes. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
How profound. Thank you so much, Bishop. Pastor Christian.
Sir, thank you, Sister Yolanda. Sir, I just want to thank the Lord for you because, you know, when you drop these nuggets, having these moments that you are teaching the truth, that someone that can take it in good faith can change their total trajectory in life.
Yeah.
It can change your cause in life, and you know, the life is like a classroom every day, and some of us are very thankful to have you as a teacher in this classroom of our life. You know, the Lord will continue to honor you, sir. You said discipline is an attitude. I've heard you say before, your attitude is more powerful than your reputation. And You know, Proverbs chapter 10, 17 says, whoever heeds discipline shows the way to life, but whoever ignores correction leads, it's led away in astray. Also, Proverbs chapter 12, verse 1 says, whoever loves discipline loves knowledge. Mm-hmm. But whoever hates correction, it literally says, is stupid.
Yeah.
That's what it says.
Yeah, he's brutish.
He's stupid. You know, believers now, like you're saying, it's easy for them to watch a television show and hear words that are corrective words that's easier for them to take than when they're in an environment where God is using the word of God to correct them. And the enemy has created a situation where people get easily misunderstood, and it's a trick of the enemy. Because even when the word is meant to bless you, even when the word is meant to build you up, even when you are in a situation where that word is meant to make you pass that class, because you may have repeated that class already, but because of pride, the enemy confuses you. He creates a level of misconception in the life of believers. And so discipline has become one that it is shied away in the ministries. In the life of believers, they don't even want to have a conversation about discipline. There is a total dislike for an environment where discipline or conversations about discipline even comes up.
That's it.
It's very difficult for us to have this word. I know this is a trick of the enemy.
Yeah.
And people like me that is under your leadership, we know that every minute, every second you tell us, if you don't get instruction, you will destroy yourself. Mm-hmm. Because where there is no instructions, where there is no reproof, you have no boundaries. And it's a dangerous place to be. Someone that's listening, we want to learn from this moment. Help us understand how to accommodate discipline when it comes in conversations, when it comes in a ministry, when it comes in an atmosphere where God is using his word to speak to your life. How do you receive it? How do you not allow yourself to repeat the same class? Because life is a classroom.
That's it. Now, thank you so much, Pastor. This is very, very important, and I want to just put a lot of pressure on this. Listen, if you don't have a vision, discipline is difficult. One of the reasons people neglect or reject discipline is because they don't really know where they are going. Now, the moment you know where you are going, you have a vision for life, you enjoy discipline. Because there is no way you become a star without discipline. Look at the football players. When we get to the stadium, we clap for them. We all have two legs. We have two hands. When they wake up very early in the morning, when they are training, somebody is sleeping. So by the time they came out of that, through discipline, we become, their fans. We are given the same opportunity, but they use theirs. Now, so when you don't want to be disciplined, it's a direct interpretation of the fact that you don't even have vision in the first instance. Number two is that you need to know what is called pride. And how to use humility to accommodate correction. Now, listen. Correction is never pleasant many times. I'm telling you. You see, the Bible told us, he said that it's no discipline that is pleasant when you are being disciplined. But the after effect of that discipline, you have a lot of glory. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
Now, so if you are not humbled enough, you will always, I said the other time, I said, if we live in a generation that people always call discipline, correction, judgment. Why is he judging me?
And nobody is judging you. Now, I know some people judge. Yes. Now, but I'm saying that many times the correction of God is not to judge you, it's to make you. And when you reject the correction, or you call correction judgment, there is no way God will continue to help you. And even people, when they discover that you don't want to be corrected, they just be watching you until you are in the ditch.
Exactly.
That's it. Because they know. Have you ever met people that the moment you correct them, they will tell you the mistake you made? Have you met people like that? Mm-hmm. Oh, Sister Yolanda, I don't like the way you put this pen on the table. You say, now the last time too, you put yours at the back of they have something to say. Instead of just appreciating that, I'm telling about you, I'm talking to you about this pen, because if you put this pen there, it can fall to the ground, somebody can step on it, and you lose your pen. I'm saying something that will help you. Mm-hmm. I know some people correct people to destroy people.
Yes.
But when they correct you, not to remove your self-esteem, mm-hmm. not to make you guilty, but they are correcting so that you can move forward, that is not judgment.
Yes.
And people have to see that one. And many times, when you want to correct people, or you want to admonish people, admonish them in love.
Yes.
Don't let them feel as if they are the worst person on the earth. Don't attack them and think you are correcting them. Yeah. Now, listen to this. I used to say this one. I said, truth is powerful. Truth correct. Truth rescue. Yes. But when you shoot truth like a gun, you will kill the person you want to correct.
Yeah.
Oh, I want to correct you. Bam! The person is already dead.
Yes.
So who are you going to correct anymore? By the time you are burning the person, they just say, well, he's correcting this person and he killed him. So we have to make sure that we stay in the balance. We correct people based upon the word of God. The word of God don't kill. Yeah. It admonishes. Praise the Lord.
Thank you so much, Bishop, for that wisdom and clarity. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes. This is the Hour of Destiny Fulfillment with Bishop Abiola Idowu and the Fulfillment Team. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Bishop Abiola Idowu is the presiding bishop of Crapo Worldwide, located at 7171 Arlington Expressway here in Jacksonville, Florida. We invite you to join us for any of our three powerful services on Wednesday at 7 p.m. and on Sundays at 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. If you need a ride, you can give us a call at 904-646-8210 and we'll pick you up. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We don't want you to miss one moment of this life-changing broadcast. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back right after this.
Are you looking to finally take your life to the next level? Join us at Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, known as Prepper, located at 7171 Arlington Expressway, and begin your journey to fulfill your destiny. We have three powerful services weekly. You can join us on Wednesday at 7 p.m. or on Sunday at 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. If you need a ride, call us at 904-646-8210. We will pick you up. Prepper is the home of destiny fulfillment, where Bishop Abiola Idowu will teach you how to use the power of God's word to move you into your destiny. Experience victorious everyday living and change your story forever.
April the 30th, there's going to be In His Presence Praise and Worship Night.
Wow.
Yes. And we have Pastor Luke on the set tonight to talk to us about this. Psalms 96 verse 9 says, worship the Lord in the splendor of holiness.
Yes, right.
Tremble before him, all the earth. And I know you're here to talk about worship today again. Amen. So, I mean, what are we in for? For In His Presence, Praise and Worship Night.
The worship night is so exciting. Amen. I'm so excited about it. Amen. Because I can imagine when he's living there, amen, and there's just there's a realization of who, like you teach,
mm-hmm.
who we are in him.
Yeah.
Who he is in us and who we are in him. Amen. And that's what worship it does. It just exposes that whole thing.
Man, we thank you for giving us that insight. But we know here that that night it's not just going to be, you know, the Crapo Choir and, you know, few local artists that we do have, which we're looking forward to.
Amen.
But there is a whole list of guests that coming in for this program. Friday, April 30th at Christ Resurrection Power Assembly. The address is 7171 Arlington Expressway. You want to make this night. You don't want to miss it, because this is the night that you're going to have someone is going to have their chains broken in their life.
Amen.
You're going to have a breakthrough, because God is going to show out when there is worship coming through that night. But tell us, what do we expect? Because I know you have a list of people coming.
Oh, yeah. We have great musicians that will be playing, some local musicians and our in-house band. We have a young man on the saxophone that's just going to blow us away, Brother Jaron Walker. He plays here every Sunday. Mm-hmm. Phenomenal saxophone player, along with some other instrumentalists that are coming in. Wonderful psalmist, Sister Alice Murrow. She's a phenomenal soprano. And, I mean, if you guys miss this, I'm telling you, you're going to miss something. Pastor Jim Walker, awesome brother, worship leader, and pastor on the west side of Jacksonville. He can't wait to get here. He said, I got to get to the bishop's house and do worship at his house in fellowship with him.
Wow.
So I'm so excited about that.
That this is awesome. Man, I can't wait for that night. But before we turn this over, you know, the Lord does not do anything without revealing it to his prophet.
Right.
And we know this is a vision that the Lord planted in our Father and the Lord. Sir, we want to hear from you, because someone listening knows that Friday, April 30th, they want to be at 7171 Arlington Expressway.
I want everybody to know that you can pray amiss. You can pray miss it. You can't praise amiss it.
That's right.
Mm. Wow. It's not possible. Mm. Now, because praise bring God out.
That's right. Mm.
Praise is the language of God.
Mm.
Because that's the only thing that God cannot give to himself.
Mm.
Mm. He gives you money. He gives you time. He gives you life. But he can't give praise to himself.
That's right.
So that's why he's looking for people to give it to him. So when people give it to him, he responds.
That's right.
And the response of God is a miracle, signs, and wonders.
That's right.
You see, when you give God what he can, what is not expecting from you, you put pressure on him.
Wow.
So when you say, Lord, I am offering my praise to you, God, anywhere you go, is always thinking about what to add to you. So this night, let's give God what we put pressure on God.
That's right.
And that's why praise is more potent than prayer.
Mm.
Wow. So let's come.
Thank you, sir. Awesome. You know, if you're listening once again, this is in its presence praise night. You want to mark this date. It's Friday, April 30th. This is an opportunity for you to come, be in an atmosphere where if you're dealing with brokenheartedness, God is ready to heal that up for you. If you're looking for deliverance, you are in the right place. You will be in that right place. 7171 Arlington Expressway. April the 30th. Sister Elena, I can't wait.
Amen. You do not want to miss the In His Presence Praise and Worship Night, Friday, April 30th at 7 p.m. There is going to be an experience. Don't miss it. Do not miss what God has in store for you on that night. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
My God. God's presence will be in the house. Meet Him there. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you want to be a part of biblical instruction that will change your status and change your story, join us at Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, known as CREPA. We have three powerful services weekly, Wednesday at 7 p.m. and on Sundays at 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. If you need a ride, give us a call, 904-646-8210. We'll pick you up. Hallelujah. Come be a part of what God is doing in the lives of His people. You can be a part of this life-changing word as soon as tomorrow. Tomorrow is our healing and miracle service.
Amen. Glory, glory, glory.
Bishop, you've got to give us a little bit of what we can expect.
Yeah, okay, tomorrow. Now, okay. You see, I can't wait because I know God already said that healing is children's bread. One thing I've discovered is redemption is incomplete without healing. You see, and majority of people, they just took the salvation of their soul and they left healing for Jesus. They said, you can take care of it. And Jesus Christ said, no. I don't save your soul and keep you sick. I want to save your soul and save your body. The Bible says he's the savior of soul and the savior of our body. Because our body cost him. He said, you are not redeemed with corruptible things like gold and silver, but by the precious blood of Jesus. And he said, you are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your bodies, which are God. Now, a glorified body don't carry cancer. A glorified body don't carry disease and affliction.
Amen.
And God is saying, come to me. I just want to flush this thing out.
Amen.
Now, tomorrow's service, there is going to be an every anointing. I am not just asking us to come and do something or come into a service that I didn't hear God about.
It is
God that said we have to do this meeting because we want to change our lives.
We want to
reach out to us. So let's come with a heart of expectation. Jesus, I'm going home with my healing. And you just see, I had a testimony, Sister Yolanda. I will never forget this one. This lady, maybe is listening to us right now because it's hour of fulfillment addict. You know what I mean? She run for this thing all the time. She was shot in the head. And it entered through the eyes and the mouth.
Oh my gosh.
The thought is going to die. So, but God rescued her. But she was it's like a vegetable. Nothing was happening, and she was just there. And she would listen to the order for me all the time. And one day, and according to her testimony, she has never stepped out of the house for 2 years.
Wow.
And bam, the word of the Lord came to the hour of fulfillment. She got healed. And she sent us an email. He said, now I got a job.
Wow.
He said, in 2 years, he has not stepped out. Now, that is when he's listening to the word. Now you want to come live.
That's right. Yes, amen.
Come and receive what belongs to you and tell the devil, you can't have me no more. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. How powerful. Well, that's all the time we have for today, but we will meet you right here next week on Praise 107.9, or for a full multimedia experience, meet us on the Christ Resurrection Power Assembly Facebook page on next Saturday at 7 p.m. or join us as soon as tomorrow. You can join us tomorrow at 8 a.m. or 10 a.m. This has been the Hour of Destiny Fulfillment broadcast brought to you by Crepper Worldwide with Bishop Abiola Idowu. I'm your host, Yolanda Hooper. Thank you, Tina, Pastor Christian, Pastor Luke Schompert. And until next time, remember,
Jesus is alive.
If you need prayer, you can still call 904-646-8210, and one of the Crepper prayer counselors will be happy to pray with you over the phone.
This has been the Hour of Destiny Fulfillment broadcast with Bishop Abiola Idowu of Crepper Worldwide, located at 7171 Arlington Expressway in Jacksonville, Florida. We invite you to join us for any of our powerful weekly services on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. and Sundays at 8 a.m. or 10 a.m. For more information, or if you need a ride, call us at 904-646-8210 and we'll pick you up. Join us right here on Praise 107.9 or the Christ Resurrection Power Assembly Facebook page on next Saturday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time for the Hour of Destiny Fulfillment.